What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Kyrie Irving sends chilling message to the NBA and Vlad TV. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the lovely lady. Check us out. Get all your online marketing promotion needs at promopalace.biz. Also, we have the merch on our website as well. Go to promopalace.biz. Click on merchandise. We got the t-shirts, new litter apparel. For you dog lovers and you cat lovers, we got the hoodies, the t-shirts, and much, much more. Before I get into this video, let me give you some context. I used to not be a big Kyrie Irving fan until late. I thought Kyrie is a pretty selfish cat. I used to be a big LeBron fan, especially when Kyrie played with him. I'm not so much of a fan of LeBron no more because he's not as decent as a human being as he claims to be. And Kyrie Irving seems to really care more about humanity than LeBron when I really look at it. You know, when I sit back and I analyze and look at it, Kyrie Irving really cares more about humanity. So let's get into it. Kyrie.
You know, it's dying. It's dying. Old ways of living, the old ways of doing things, it's not going to last for too much longer. I'm saying this to y'all specifically because it's important that those that understand, that are aligned and what's going on around here, that y'all paying attention, because without us making a change right now and shifting our consciousness, our kids are they're going to fall victim to this system too. And the system I'm talking about is, it's a myriad of objective topics that we follow since we were kids, which is sex, love, relationships, religion, culture, class, finance, entertainment, media, you know, social platforms at this point. Please do not fall victim to these things that are being manipulated and controlled. Please do not. Please do not. We have so many truth tellers out here that are doing the right things. You know, and I could point them out, but you have to have your own level of discernment once you're consciously awakened to what's really going on. And I could go on and on, but look, I have to speak in general topics because it gets too mixy. You know what I'm saying? But I hopped on here specifically to share something with y'all. My generation, the millennial generation, we got to be better. We got to be better. My millennial generation, we got to be better. We know too much of the truth. And sometimes that will put us in places where we're fearful or we have anxiety. And in order to make an impact out here that is generationally sound, where it lasts for not just one generation, but for 7 to 10 to 20 generations now, we have to break free mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy to do it, but we have people out here that are willing to extend a helping hand and do it. You know, and I went live on this main page because I know that, you know, some people are going to take this as, oh man, this guy's, what is he talking about now? This guy thinks he's, and it's like, it's not even about that. I don't even have energy to give that to, or to give to that today, you know, or any point in my life. But I will tell you this, we got to be better. We have to protect our youth. We have to protect our ways of life. We have to protect the kids that are looking up to us. So my millennial generation, this is a call out to you. No, real talk.
All right, so let me touch into what he said. First thing he said is traditions. They are trying to eradicate traditions. They're trying to eradicate traditions. Traditions in hip hop has already been eradicated. Like traditionally, you gave shouts out to the people that came before you. They don't do that no more. I agree with them. They're trying to eradicate all traditions. They're definitely trying to, when I think about this, this is no different than, it's crazy because the Democrats and liberals are the ones that are trying to, this woke mob is trying to eradicate traditions, anything that's traditional. It makes me think about times where people were eradicated over traditions, like Native Americans, for example. You know, it falls in the lines of that to me. Like, because why did we as Americans do what we did to the Native Americans? Basically because we weren't cool with their traditions. We thought their traditions were not civil. We called them savages because they weren't like European, British, and Spanish, and French. They weren't all about, like, Native Americans weren't about technology, technological advancements, or anything of that nature. They wasn't about industry, making money. They were just about living off the land and living with the earth, living in the laws of nature, which is something that I totally believe in, is the laws of nature. I believe in natural law. It reminds me of that. It reminds me of like where the Native Americans, the traditional Americans, where the Native Americans and this new generation is trying to wipe us out because they don't like our traditions. They think our traditions are old and outdated and played out, and we won't convert to their make-believe imaginary fairy tale worlds with transgenders and pronouns and whatever else it may be that they're trying to bring in, the CRT, the all white people are privileged. I can tell you all white people are not privileged. My father committed suicide when I was 5 years old. Our apartment burnt down a couple weeks before Christmas. My mom literally had to work, probably like 12-hour shifts, 5 days a week just to pay the rent and bills. I was constantly at the babysitters. I built my business from scratch by myself. That has nothing to do with fucking privilege. That has everything to do with ambition and evolution kicked in. Evolution kicked in, ambition kicked in, and just common sense and common knowledge kicked in. That's what it has everything to do with. Another thing he said is about the truth, about people speaking the truth. Yeah, because right now, it seems like the truth is illegal to speak the truth. It's the most immortal sin on the fucking planet right now, according to liberals and woke mobs and Democrats, is to speak truth, to speak facts. Oh, you can't do that. You could go run up in a store, steal $950 worth of stuff and get a slap on the wrist. But, oh, speak the truth? Oh, hell no. You can't do that. That's illegal. It seems like they're making speaking the truth illegal, making it a crime, making it the ultimate sin. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie for no one. You don't get to make me compromise my character as a person, as a human being, just to make you feel better about yourself. I'm not going to lie for no one just so they could feel better about themselves. At this point in life, I wouldn't even lie to the cops. If a cop pulls me over and I got weed in my pocket and he asks me if I got weed in my pocket, I'm going to say, yes, sir. I got weed in my pocket. Because lying anyways is just going to piss the motherfuckers off anyways. And nobody likes lying, man. I'm sorry. Nobody likes lying. Except sensitive fucks who need you to lie so they can feel better about who they are or aren't, or who they wish they could be. Yeah, I'm with Kyrie on this, man. Like, we need the truth sayers to keep speaking truth. Don't be scared. Even I got a strike on YouTube for just clearly agreeing with evidence presented, you know. I just know now that there's these two subjects that YouTube frowns on, and those subjects get labeled as misinformation. So you know what they are. No need to say what they are. I'm not even going to say them, so they don't even give me another strike and give me 2 weeks. I just know I'm coming back with vengeance. I've been recording content all week. Once my strike is up and they allow me to upload, I got a video in private right now ready to go. They literally striked me right before my other video could upload. So, yeah, I'm really starting to get behind Kyrie. And something I Googled the other day that goes on the lines with Kyrie and Kanye was saying, just to give y'all some context here, let me pull it up. Actually, yeah, let me Google it on this. Let me pull it up on my laptop here. All right, laptop ain't pulling up, so let's pull it up. When was Jerusalem first conquered? And now, this is the thing. I honestly think that this answer is going off of, like, biblical terms. Hold up. Oh. Let me pull this on my laptop. First conquered. All right, so now this, I don't know how true this is, but based off of what scholars believe, and I think this might be based off of biblical. Scholars believe, and even if it is based on biblical, this still applies to what I'm saying. Scholars believe the first human settlements in Jerusalem took place during the early Bronze Age, somewhere around 3500 BC. In 1000 BC, King David conquered Jerusalem and made it the capital of Jewish kingdom. So what does that mean? That means that somebody occupied Jerusalem before King David. And before King David conquered it, it wasn't known as a Jewish city. So what Kanye and Kyrie were trying to touch on with the Black Israelites is they have more facts and evidence to present that their statements are true and everybody else's is false. This is one thing I do know. Based on common knowledge and common history and the amount of times Jerusalem has been conquered over and over again, and knowing that the region of that land, that the original people who occupied Jerusalem were not white, Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon, or whatever you want to call them, people. They were not Caucasians or Anglo-Saxons or white. They were not European males. They were either Arabs or Africans. One of those two. I just know that they weren't Caucasians. I know that much. Caucasians migrated from Africa from some, at some point to the Caucasus Mountains. You know, and I was watching Conan the Barbarian again. The acting is so terrible when you watch it, but supposedly they said that Conan was a Sumerian in there, which was bogus because they were living in freaking snow. They were just regular Anglo-Saxons or Caucasians that migrated to the Caucasus Mountains. Like, that's why they say Caucasians have, see this, hairy arms? Because our body had to adapt to, you know, the cold weather. And we got super hairy chest. You see the hair on the chest? A lot of us, because our bodies had to adapt to the cold weather. And I mean, that just makes sense. That makes common sense that our bodies evolved to the cold weather, you know? And why we migrated there, who knows? We'll probably never know. But all life began in Africa. And at some point, Caucasians migrated to the Caucasus Mountains, but they didn't migrate to Jerusalem. They conquered Jerusalem at some point. And I don't, and that's the thing that King David says, he was a Hebrew. Like, Hebrews were not Caucasians either. So, not based on history. Based on history, Hebrews were Africans, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the thing. This territory is, right now, it's more, it's Arabic in that region, you know. And I know the Arabs conquered Jerusalem at one point, or it was conquered from them, you know. But I'm totally behind Kyrie, man. The punishment is I'm about to get into another video that breaks down the Kyrie punishment. Jay Williams breaking it down. It's ridiculous. The sensitivity training and all that shit. It's just part of the plan. It's part of the plan to make us sensitive, feminize all the men, demasculate us. It's part of the plan, you know. So, Kyrie, I got your back. And even, like, just retweeting, like, this idea that he should have to explain every retweet. Maybe he was retweeting it because of just the Black Israelite part. We don't even know that he watched the video before he retweeted it. And this idea that I got to watch a movie before I retweet it, or I got to watch a documentary before I retweet it, maybe I could retweet it because the title itself seems interesting. You know, it's complete BS to me, horseshit. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.